Six conservation groups today petitioned for an Emergency Endangered Species Act listing for the Alexander Archipelago wolf. In a letter addressed to Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Director Daniel Ash and Regional Director Jeffrey Haskett, the groups cite the recent drop in the estimated wolf population on Prince of Wales Island and the decision by state and federal officials to move forward with a wolf hunting and trapping season there. Gabriel Scott is a spokesman for Cascadia Wildlands, one of the petitioners. He says the conservation groups had asked that the annual wolf hunt be suspended for a year, but that request was denied. The federal subsistence wolf hunting season started on September 1st, and the subsistence trapping season starts November 15th. The state hunting and trapping season opens December 1st. The quota for this year, state and federal, is 9 wolves. Scott says he's disappointed that the request to hold off on this year's hunt was rejected.
Our view is just that it's reckless to allow to manage a wolf hunt the same way for a declining, very low population as it is for a healthy population. Now, the way they operate might be fine for a critter like deer that's, you know, not in danger of extinction. But when you've got maybe a few dozen wolves left on the island, you can't treat it the same way.
A state-run population study announced in June indicated that 89 wolves were on Prince of Wales Island and surrounding islands. That's a steep drop from the previous year's estimate of 221. That study has prompted increased calls from conservation groups to protect the remaining wolves in Game Management Unit 2.